This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Codex Alimentarius CXC 1969, the Global Food Hygiene Standard, explained. When a supplement or food product cites Codex Alimentarius compliance, it is referring to the oldest and most widely adopted food safety framework in existence. The General Principles of Food Hygiene, CXC 1969, first adopted in 1969 and most recently revised in 2020, is the foundational text of the Codex Alimentarius, the Joint Food Standards Program of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and the World Health Organization, WHO. What CXC 1969 actually covers, the code sets out the hygiene requirements that apply across the entire food chain, from primary production through processing, packaging, storage, transport, and retail. Its 2020 revision integrates the Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Points, HACCP, system directly into the general principles, meaning any operator claiming codex alignment is expected to identify biological, chemical, and physical hazards at every step and to establish measurable critical limits where those hazards must be controlled. Key chapters cover establishment design, equipment sanitation, water quality, personnel hygiene and training, pest control, and, critically for supplement manufacturing, documentation and traceability, so that any batch can be traced backwards to its ingredients and forwards to its distribution within hours rather than weeks. How it differs from national GMP frameworks. Codex is not a law. It is a reference standard that national regulators adapt into binding rules. The US FDA's 21 CFR Part 111, Dietary Supplement GMP, the EU's Regulation 852/2004 on food hygiene, and Georgia's own food safety legislation all trace their architecture back to Codex principles, but each adds jurisdiction-specific requirements, registration procedures, inspection frequencies, labeling rules, and enforcement penalties. The practical difference matters when evaluating a product. Manufactured under Codex principles describes the hygiene system architecture, while GMP certified under 21 CFR 111 or an equivalent national scheme means an authority or accredited auditor has verified compliance against enforceable national rules. The strongest quality claims combine both a Codex HACCP-based hygiene system audited against a national GMP standard with independent batch testing on top. Why it matters for consumers in the WTO era, Codex standards carry unusual weight because the World Trade Organization's SPS agreement recognizes them as the benchmark in international food trade disputes. A country that blocks imports meeting Codex standards must justify the restriction scientifically. This gives CXC 1969 a quasi-global reach no single national regulation has. From 1969 to the 2020 revision, how the code evolved, the general principles were first adopted when the Codex Alimentarius Commission was barely 6 years old, and for three decades they functioned mainly as a sanitation checklist. The decisive turn came in 1997, when HACCP was annexed to the code, and culminated in the 2020 full revision, which dissolved the wall between general hygiene and hazard analysis. Today's CXC 1-1969 presents Good Hygiene Practices, GHP, as the universal foundation and HACCP as the mandatory second story, wherever hazard analysis shows GHPs alone cannot control a significant hazard. The revision also introduced the concept of food safety culture as a management obligation. The recognition, drawn from decades of outbreak investigations, that documented systems fail silently when leadership treats them as paperwork. Inside a HACCP plan, the seven principles in practice, for a supplement production line, the seven Codex-CP principles translate concretely. 1. Hazard analysis. Map biological, chemical, and physical metal fragments from milling hazards at every step. 2. Critical control points. Identify where control is essential, e.g. the metal detector after encapsulation, the supplier CoA gate for raw botanicals. 3. Critical limits. Measurable thresholds lead